Hello, my name is Lee Gay, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. According to the International Monetary Fund, prospects for the global economy have deteriorated. In its latest World Economic Forecast, the IMF projects global growth to reach 3.3% this year. The twin fears over the future of the Eurozone and the danger of the United States dropping over the fiscal cliff continue to put pressure on global growth. Confidence is further hit by a loss of momentum in key emerging and developing economies. Earlier, Jennifer Beckman spoke to the IMF's chief economist, Olivier Blanchard, about the new report. He began by explaining what is holding back the recovery.
So I think there are three factors holding global economic growth. So the first one is fiscal consolidation in advanced countries. Now, as we know, it's needed, but it's slowing growth. The second is uncertainty about what policymakers are going to do, political uncertainty, if you want, both in Europe, and mainly in Europe at this point, but also in the US, in Japan. And then the third is a slowdown in emerging markets, in the main ones, China, India, Brazil. Now, because the world now is so interconnected, what happens in one part of the world has an effect on the rest of the world, and so all these things are combining to slow down growth.
And what is necessary to avoid a sharper downturn?
So to avoid a sharp downturn, it's very clear what's needed, is that policymakers take the right decisions. So if you look at Europe, the Eurozone now has put in place, in principle, an architecture which is very coherent. The problem is implementation, and they really have to implement it. That's the key. In the US, we're getting closer to this thing called the fiscal cliff, which is a potential increase in many taxes, which would be a catastrophe if it happened that quickly. So here it's clear that there has to be put in place a fiscal plan, not only for this year, but for the coming years, which is credible, and we can start implementing. These are, I think, the two main issues at this point.
How are emerging and developing economies managing the darker outlook?
It's clear that emerging economies are affected by what's happening in advanced economies for two channels, the usual ones. The first one is trade, so lower exports. The other is financial. They basically face capital flows, inflows, outflows. That complicates their life a lot. In some cases, you have more than that. You actually have a weakness of domestic demand, which may be due to policy, fiscal or monetary, and that is adding to the slowdown. So in general, indeed, for the main ones, China, India, Brazil, we've revised our forecast down quite a bit.
And what is the key now to reinvigorating growth?
Again, policy action. It's clear that it would reduce downside risks, but it might actually create upside risks if it's done right, both again in the Eurozone and in the US. It could be that uncertainty, which is very much there and leading consumers and firms not to spend, could actually decrease, and we could be surprised on the upside. It would be very nice.
This was Olivier Blanchard, chief economist at the IMF, speaking on the topic of the latest world economic outlook. And to hear more podcasts, log on to www.imf.org/podcasts.